Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
I want to talk a little bit about freedom. I want to talk about liberty and the life that we have. Because, you know, as I was growing up, I remember hearing different things about it, but I didn't get it. And the older I get, the more I just get it. Can anybody testify to that? I mean, the older I get, you kind of just walk in it because it's there and you take it all for granted. But the older I get, the more I watch and I see what's happening and I study and I think, wow, we are a blessed people. We are a blessed people. Now, I'm not here to say that my head's in the sand and that I don't see some problems going on across the world. But I have came to the point of understanding that freedom isn't free. It's not free. And we need to know that. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 8, verse 32, you know this verse. It says, you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. You will know the truth. Now, I've read this my whole life, and I never thought about the first few words of this. You will know. What's that mean? You will know. The older I get, I'm getting an understanding. I'm starting to know. But when I was younger, even though I had understood who Jesus was and accepted him as Lord and Savior, I didn't really understand freedom. It says you will know the truth. And the more you grow in acknowledgement of Jesus and you study his word, you start knowing the truth. Day in and day out, I'm talking to people. I'm like, well, that's not true. They'll say something or I'll hear something on talk television or talk radio, and because it's all talk. And you hear them talking and you're like, that's not true. What you just said is not true. They don't know the truth yet. And see, that's the role of Christian people and the role of the church, to get the truth out there. Isaiah 61, verse 1. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. Now, I read that and I go, okay, there's two different things here. There is two different types of freedom. There is the natural freedom that we get to walk in by living here in the United States, and there's a spiritual freedom. And I want to address both of those today because it's very important. The word liberty, and the word freedom, I always kind of looked at those as the same. You know, they're, what do they call them for all you grammar? They're synonyms, right? They mean the same, they're a different word, but they mean the same thing, freedom and liberty. And a part of that is true. So for those of you, because if you'll look it up, that's a word that you can use instead of. You can use liberty or freedom. However, as you study deeper into the meanings and the way that that word was used, when our founding fathers penned them several times, they would write liberty and they would write freedom. And here's what I want you to know this morning. Pretty interesting. Freedom means to be free from something. Free from something. That's freedom. Liberty means to be free to do something. And I thought, wow. Yeah, that's something that as I have come to understand, there is a little difference here between freedom and liberty. We have to have both here. We have to be free from something so we're not held in bondage, so we can then have liberty, which means freedom to go and do something. I watch a lot of Christians that just act like they're free from this, but they don't act like they're free enough to go do anything. And I'm seeing that with citizens of the United States of America. We're happy to be free from tyranny, but we're not happy to have liberty enough to go and do something. Are y'all hearing this? It's very important. Well, there's a natural liberty. Mankind is often ruled over by power-hungry rulers, and we see it in our world, where they hold their citizens captive in their own land. And everybody can say, yeah, I've seen that. I've studied that. So natural liberty, governments can rule over people and strip them of their individual freedoms. That happens. This nation we live in is free only because others saw that happening with tyranny that England was placing on us by taking our money, our taxes, and they wanted that to support the English system. See, that this is before any of us was here. So we weren't around when this was happening, but I'm using our because they're our forefathers and we are related. They came to this land to be free to worship God according to the dictates of their own heart as they saw it fit instead of a government telling them how and who they could worship. So that they saw that was important. The founders of our Constitution believed in the true principles of liberty to go do something because you're free and from freedom, which means I'm not held captive. And they were under the belief that those were, as I am today, God-given rights. And when those fireworks are going off tonight, that needs to be in your mind. We are celebrating what the Lord gave us as rights for every individual. And there are rights given to all men, not just some. Well, we need to stay out of their business. You need to come to a knowledge of the truth. Those rights are given to all men by God. Now, what we've got to do is get to the point of figuring out how we can administer them and be God's servants and be someone who comes and helps in every situation, not because we're trying to rule over, but we're trying to reveal the truth. That's why we're in church this morning, collectively revealing truth. President George Washington said, "It is impossible to govern the world without God and the Bible." I love that quote. There is no governing anywhere without God and the Bible if you want to do it God's way. Of all dispositions and habits that lead to political prosperity, our religion, our morality are indispensable supporters. Now, we just got done with a week full of leadership camp, and I know that there was a lot taught on this subject. So I'm not going to get into all of that. Ask our young people that were at advanced camp. They can fill you in on all of it. But our very own Constitution ends with, "In the year of our Lord." Our nation's motto is what? "In God we trust," but we need to leave him out of the courthouse and the schools. We're going to trust him outside of those areas. And we wonder why all the shootings and things are going on rampant. You can't take God out because God is morality. So you got to have him in there for us to live in a free society. We pledge in our pledge, one nation under God. Are we? No. Or are we? I choose to be. See, freedom was purchased from England by taking a stand and fighting for it. The stand they took was taken by fighting for what they believed, and that fighting cost people's lives. Now everybody go, okay, I get that. Freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't free. What a cost. Blood shed for the freedoms which we now enjoy and even take for granted. Many lost their homes, their businesses, because the enemies would burn whatever places they could to discourage the ones who were fighting against what was trying to rule and bondage us. What a cost! Come on, you got to see this. Many older folks lost their children to the Revolutionary War. It was called for, even the young men went and fought and died, that you and I might have the freedom that we enjoy. What a cost. What a cost. Truly, freedom isn't free. Someone has to pay the price for freedom and then liberty to go do something about it. See, that somebody has to pay the cost. There has to be a cost. If our liberty were threatened again, and some might say, Pastor, it is. But if it comes to the point that we are being held captive in our own country, my prayer is that there are still enough people as willing as there was with our forefathers to take a stand against those that would remove freedom and liberty. And I will never quit preaching that. I will preach that as long as I live, because I think it's important for you to understand that it takes a fight to get the life God called us to live. Here in the United States of America, that fought has taken place, and now we have a part in it. To keep it there, we got to take a stand. We take a stand in our courthouses. That's why we go vote. See, we take a stand when the adversary is coming and saying, this is wrong, you shouldn't do this, and what they're saying is wrong, the Bible says is right. Or what they say, this is right, and the Bible clearly says is wrong, Christian people got to take a stand. So there's got to be a fight that takes place, and I'm not always talking about with a fist. Let's do what we can to share with love, joy, and peace. But we can't get to the point where we let this thing drop. Now, spiritual liberty. We talked about natural liberty. Let's talk about spiritual liberty. In the spiritual realm, the enemy who denies people of their liberty and their freedom is not a country or a people. What denies us our spiritual freedom, our spiritual liberty, is one word, and it's called sin. That's what holds us captive. Proverbs 5:22 says, an evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. When we commit sin, we become a servant of that sin. So that's a slave, let me say, to that sin. A slave can be held against their consent. See, I mean, if you want to look up what a slave could be, it could be someone who is held. And to be free from what is holding you, then you've got to get to a place where you can have the opportunity to willfully place yourself. And that's the difference between slave and submission or servanthood. See, there's a difference. A slave can be held against their consent, but someone who is submissive or a servanthood, let's say, is willing to place themselves under. And there's a difference in the two. And so I want you to see the difference, being in submission or being in slavery or bondage. We enter slavery and bondage willingly. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? How many today are saved? That means you know Jesus is Lord and Savior. All right, so you're saved. You've accepted what he did on the cross, and I'm saved. Hands up all over the place. Then why are so many living in bondage? Because they willingly went into sin, and then sin grabbed them and held them. And what I want you to know is you don't have to live there. You don't have to live there. There's just in John 8, verse 34, he says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. Even when we're born again and set free from sin, a lot of times we willingly walk right back in. Walk right back in. Romans 6:16. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you willingly choose to obey? You become a slave to what you become a slave of sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which then leads to righteous living. Which one do you choose today? I choose liberty and freedom, which means that I'm not going to be held in bondage, and I'm going to be free to go and operate in the blessings of God. But I'm watching countries across this world who don't operate in that. They're continually in it again and again and again. Since we have all sinned, the Bible says, and come short of God's glory, the question today is there hope that any can find liberty and freedom from sin? Spiritually, is there any hope? Yes! Come on, there's hope. There's hope today. John 8:31. I don't want to hear the Bible's flipping, because that's important. We want to read this together today. John chapter 8, setting up our fireworks celebration tonight is what I'm doing right now. Verse 31, John 8, 31. Jesus said to the people who believed in him. Jesus said this to the people who believed in him. All right, so today, that's us. Jesus said this to us. You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We've already read that. But we are descendants of Abraham, they said. We've never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean you will set us free? Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son is a part of the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. Today you got to know you don't have to live bound up. You don't have to live there. You can obtain liberty. Naturally, we all live in this. The Revolutionary War brought our nation the independence that it fought for, shed blood for. From time to time, other wars have been fought to maintain the independence, to bring independence to others. Oh, what are we bringing independence to others for? That's what I'm talking about today. We're bringing independence because it is a right of every man. And we're a part of bringing that to them. From time to time, other wars were fought to maintain independence. We get all that. Spiritual liberty, the ultimate and eternal sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, was the catalyst which brought about the potential for freedom. So why do we have people in the United States of America not living in it? It's paid for. The same reason you got Christians not living in it. It's paid for. But they're not willing to live in liberty, which means you're free to go do something. They just want to be free to sit there and do nothing. And that's what's got to change in the United States of America, and it's got to change in God's house. Got to be something done. The sacrifice of Calvary should be our remembrance every 4th of July as we celebrate independence. We're not just walking in a freedom here in America. The reason we're walking into freedom in America is because of what Jesus did, and we can be free spiritually. See, there's a freedom that comes about. The truth, the Bible says, will set you free if you'll come to know it. But we got people getting saved and they're not learning anything about it. That's why it's important that daily you're in your word. Daily you're learning and growing in knowledge. Why? Because the truth will set you free. But it comes based on your knowledge growing and gaining. That's why I started off by saying, the older I get, the more I'm like, wow. Well, the older you get in the things of God, even though you're only 20, you've been serving him for 10 years, grow in knowledge, and you'll start getting a respect for our freedom that we walk in. Ephesians 1, verse 13. How do we find it? Where can we look for it? What's the secret of liberty from sin? Verse 13 of Ephesians 1 says, and now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we'd praise and glorify him. Well, it's just too much worship in church. We have freedom. There's reason to praise and worship. See, there's reason to get excited. Tonight when those fireworks are going off, woo! That guy's just too radical. Well, you're too pruny. So at some point, I don't know if that's Ashley's word. I know you probably can't look that one up, but here's the thing. We ought to be excited about the freedom that we live in. Oh, another fireworks celebration. Another fireworks celebration. Let's go watch this. And whenever one of them go off, it's like, wow, wow. praise God, not for that firework that somebody's genius enough to figure out how to make all those colors and those falling out of the sky. That's not, we're praising him because we walk in a freedom that allowed someone to create that. So there's a freedom that allows you to think. There's a freedom that allows you, and that all comes from God. The gospel is the truth that sets us free from the clutches of sin in our life and sets us free from the tyranny that other countries want to come and take away from us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, "Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you. Unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said." Church, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's the good news. That's the good news. How do we receive this gospel of salvation? What can we do to acquire the redemption price that Jesus paid for our liberty? Peter preached the answer on the day of Pentecost, and it's been preached by thousands since then that's following the word. Acts 2, verse 38. "Each of you must repent of your sins, turn to God, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Today, I want to give you the secret to how you can live in freedom. And that's obedience to it, to the word, to the gospel, to what Jesus set up for us. In that scripture in Acts, here's what was said. Three things. One, it said repent and turn. You know how many people I have seen repent and then go out the next day and do the same thing? Repent and change your thinking. Be baptized in the name of Jesus, the second thing it says. Then it says, receive the Holy Spirit. Third thing, you want to have freedom? Those three things are necessary for you to live in joy, peace, excitement, and the things of God. You've got to change your thinking. And the baptism, symbolically, is burying the old man and raise the newness of life in Christ. So that's what we're going to do. And thirdly, we're going to receive the Holy Spirit, because he gave that to us to walk daily in freedom. To know how to operate, how to think, to be corrected when we're wrong. See, wrong thinking. Well, how do I get that? By the Holy Spirit revealing the truth of the matter. The Holy Spirit is kind of the lost part of the gospel in today's church. And here's what I want you to know. We can't forget the Holy Spirit, but we're operating in a world that the church seems to have. And the reason they have is because I'm not seeing the truth being revealed to so many. I'm seeing it day in and day out in God's people. They're living like the truth has not been revealed. I'm like, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Well, why is it wrong? Because you've left the Holy Spirit out that was supposed to be revealing to you the truth. If the Holy Spirit's going to reveal the truth, then we've got to continue to receive the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17. "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," freedom to do something. There's liberty. There's an opportunity for you to go do something. My question today, what are you doing? Freedom isn't free. What are you doing to keep it? Well, you're operating in liberty, freedom to do something. Well, what can I do? This Saturday, we're putting up a fence. Well, what's that have to do with anything? It's building the body of Christ, and we're talking about the things of God, and you'd be amazed when you're around God's people how things just start growing in you. 8 o'clock tonight, get everybody you can. Why? Because we're going to be celebrating the freedom. We're going to be celebrating liberty. Do everything you can. Well, I don't know anybody. Do you live anywhere? Go knock on a door and meet your neighbor. That'd be a good idea to start with. Meet somebody, do something. Invite somebody to what's going on. I'm not saying they'll come, but you got to start somewhere. Why would we do that? Because we have an opportunity to live in liberty. And that means the freedom to do something. For us to walk in spiritual liberty, we have to understand that it will cost us something as well. And I think that's where we, church, hear me today. I think that's where we miss it. I think we think that was all paid for a long time ago so we can just have it. And it's not supposed to cost us anything. But there's a cost for us. To live in the freedom we have here in the United States of America, there's a cost. To live in the freedom that God set up on Calvary, there's a cost. Now, yes, the ultimate cost was paid for, but there's a cost for us to walk in it. You say, well, how is that? It cost us our old way of thinking. See, there's a cost. It takes work to get past that. You've always thought one way your whole life. I know. As I study the word, sometimes I read something, I go, man, I don't know if that's costing me right now because I was, but the Lord just revealed this to me. And so there's a cost to the old way of thinking. Come on, how many of y'all used to think wrong? Didn't it cost you something to get to right thinking? It did. See, I used to think that church wasn't that important. And it cost me Sundays and every Wednesday night to get that it is important. There's a cost to thinking right. There's a cost to, I just didn't think it was that important to visit people in the hospital or visit people that were, I just didn't think it was that important. They'll get well, I'll see them again one day. There was a cost I had to give up my old way of thinking and I had to give up some things and go make other priorities. Are you seeing there's a cost when you start thinking biblical? When you start thinking about others instead of yourself, there's a cost. There's a cost in our lives to get rid of old habits of sin. Because if we continue in those habits of sin, we continue in bondage. And if we're going to be free, then we've got to count those costs and get out of them. See, freedom isn't free. It costs us shutting down and fighting sin actions and fighting thoughts. Come on, men. Our thought life can mess us up, hold us in bondage and captivity. We got to get free from that. How do I do that? I get the knowledge of the truth because the knowledge of the truth will set me free. And when I start filling my mind with the knowledge of the truth, then I'm not filling my mind with wrong thoughts. See, there's a freedom that starts coming. The only way you're going to live in freedom is to daily allow Jesus to be Lord. If we really make him the Lord, we can say, not my will, but yours be done. And we quit making it about us. Today, do you really want to be free? Come on, do you want to be free? Pastor, I want to be free. It's not about coming to a fireworks celebration tonight that's going to make you free. That fireworks celebration is exactly what I just said. It's a celebration of what we should already be walking in. But I dare say that there's people today that are living in some bondage, that are slave to some things. So would you just bow your heads with me for just a moment? We've got a great afternoon, beautiful weather. It's going to be a great day. But just put that off for just a second. Examine your heart. Where are you at right now? Is there anything that's got you? Man, my schedule has just held me captive. Well, you need to get some freedom there. My thought process, Pastor, my thought process has been messed up. You know, my mouth is messing me up. I'm saying things on the job and I'm jumping right in and acting like everybody else there. I got to have some freedom there. Well, today, good news is you can have that. Change your thinking by putting the Word of God in your head. Well, you say, well, I'm trying. That's what you've done this morning. We've talked a lot of scripture today. You put Word in. So there's an opportunity for you today to replace those thoughts and get rid of an old nature and to say today, I'm going to walk in my Christianity. I'm gonna walk in my sonship. And today, I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today, I'm going to receive you, Holy Spirit. I want you a part of my life. I've got, daily, I'm needing the truth. Well, I know you're available to reveal it. So if you're dealing with some things and some of that spoke to your heart today, let me just come into agreement. That's why you're still sitting. Will you just say, Pastor, that's me? No one looking around, heads bowed. I just want to come into agreement with you that you're going to walk in some freedom. Thank you. Thank you. That's just some I'm going to walk in some freedom. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to be free from some things. This world's trying to hold me captive. I live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. But you know, even better than that, I live in the freedom of Jesus. And I'm free because the truth has set me free. Father, today I ask your blessing upon those that are hands raised, said, I'm needing some freedom here. God, I thank you that freedom comes through Jesus. And it comes through the truth that he revealed and taught. And today we submit ourselves to that. We turn from the things that are holding us in captivity and in bondage, and we're going to walk out of here with some freedom. And tonight's celebration is going to represent that. Tonight, when those fireworks are going off, will you let that freedom consume us? Holy Spirit, we invite you into our lives right now. Holy Spirit, we ask for you to just be revealed to us on a minute-by-minute basis. Truth. We open our mouth and we say something wrong. Let us just stop and say, that was wrong. Let me fix that right now because the Holy Spirit just revealed some truth there. Father, I thank you for your word and how it makes a difference in our life. We give you praise. We give you praise for all that you're doing, all that you're continuing to do. Lord, that hearts and lives today as we leave this place, they're changed. They're forever changed. They're forever changed. And we give you praise for that now in the mighty and the awesome name of Jesus. Everything bows. The name of Jesus. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.